Watcher, welcome back. You're in Tune to the Word here on Ujima Radio. My name's Miranda here. Bring to you at least 6 o'clock tonight. You're not going to get rid of me that easily. But it is time now for my favourite part of the show, which is when I get to introduce my special featured guests. And this week on The Word, we have father and daughter duo, Lily and Fred Steer. And we're going to share with you their amazing story that they are doing to raise money for three incredible charities. And the sad things about this charity is that often people don't get to hear about them until they need them. So what Fred and Lily are really hoping to do, I think, if I've got the message correctly, is to raise awareness of these amazing charities before it gets to that point where you find actually you need them. Now, the three charities that we're talking about, I'm going to bring Fred in first and say hi to Lily, and then he can just explain a little bit more about what these charities are and why it's so important that he's doing what he's doing, which is completely bonkers, by the way. Three ultras, and I'm like, well, what's an ultra? Is that a really big marathon or something? And it's an off-road marathon. But Fred and Lily Steer, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
So good to have you. Thank you both for coming on air. Lily, have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Never? Oh my gosh, she's so cool. She's like no, never been on the radio before. What about you, Fred?
I've done one show. Yeah.
Have you?
I did it with Tony Duval. No, John Duval. John Duval, I apologise.
John,
the first
John Darvall. John Darvall. Yes. Oh, Duval. Yeah, he's gone posh, has he? Darvall. John Duval. Fred is part of the Ujima family and has been for the last couple of years. So we've missed having you around in the building.
Thank you.
Bring your light and joy to the station, and as you do to everybody's lives. And it's really important that we get over the message of what you're doing. And so let's start by the three charities that you are trying to raise money for.
Well, I'd say there are more organisations, Miranda, because one of them's a school.
Yes.
I think what it is even though I might be doing something selfish, myself, which is run three ultra marathons over 3 days.
I mean, sorry, an ultra marathon being...
It's basically a marathon, a marathon distance, but you've got to do it back on back, and it's over terrain that's quite a challenge. It's the Cornish coast.
That's mad, isn't it, Lily? Do you think you could run 26 miles?
No.
Me neither.
But she is coming down for the final day, aren't you?
Are you?
To cheer me along.
She's like, what? No, I am.
So, yeah, just I suppose it's just to give awareness to three organisations and charities that I feel do selfless acts. I mean, Grand Appeal, we unfortunately met them when Lily had cancer. Initially, I was in probably free fall, didn't really want anybody's help. But when you actually open your eyes to see what they do, even when you walk in a hospital, go up in a lift, they've got songs and trying to make people laugh. Yeah. But the most important thing is they do things for less fortunate than myself. And that's not money wise, it's pure and simply we live in Bristol.
Yeah.
We were together.
Yeah.
But there's families that can't, so they try and provide accommodation, like a lot of other charities that support the hospital as well. But this particular thing that I'm raising money for is something quite close to my heart, because I do believe in holistic approaches to keeping fit. And what they're trying to do is raise some money for a thing called Reiki, which is all about power
and
mind.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Which is not only for the children, it's for the parents as well. The other one, which it's really weird, up until Lily went up to senior school, you just take schools for granted because they got to do the job. But what they did for our family, it is selfless. I mean, even Miss Hunt came on, did a half marathon with us to raise money and funds for the Grand
Appeal. And who's Miss Hunt?
Miss Hunt's Lily's teacher, isn't she? Was
year
at the time.
One teacher.
Year one teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But Mr. Sainsbury, top headmaster, I mean, he just made sure that it was good for both Daisy, the elder
daughter.
And
which school was this?
This is Birdwell. In Long Ashton. But I'm sure there's other schools across the county, across the country, do exactly the same thing. But I just think we just don't give them enough gratitude. But coming down to the last one is, surprise, surprise, I mean, the Rotary Club. Would I ever thought I'd join the Rotary Club?
The Rotary Club.
They are a bunch of older people. But they were younger once.
And they are a cross generation now. My dad was part of the Rotary Club, and back in the day there was no women allowed, and he really sort of actively championed against that now, and it's really changed massively.
They've modernised, but I think there's a view that they're not what they are.
I think people get it modelled up with Masons and stuff like that, and they're nothing to do with that at
absolutely.
All. You know, they're just a group of nice people, genuinely lovely people trying to raise money.
What I'm trying to do for them is not raise money, because we do that every day anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, great thing about the Rotary Club in Portishead particularly, I'm sure it's the rest, like the rest of them across, you know, country and the world,
yeah,
is most of the money they raise goes back into local,
that's right, yeah,
requirements,
yeah,
which is brilliant.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do this to show there's other people, there are younger members, because
yeah,
they need younger members.
Yes.
They need help.
Yeah.
Do they need to modernise? No, I think it's a rude word. We can learn off them, yeah, as much as they could learn off us.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just trying to get them a bit of PR as well.
No, I love that. And my dad and I, basically, wherever we'd go in the world, make sure he went to a local Rotary Club. Because you can do that. You can attend any meeting at any time. And he would have their, I don't think flag's the right word, but they'd all have their own kind of, it's like a flag, and he'd get one every time he visited a different Rotary Club, which was amazing, and they were always so welcoming. So,
well, on that note, the Rotary Clubs down in the area are supporting us as well. But
are they?
It is quite funny, because even though Grand Appeal is Bristol and the South West South Wales charity, the hospital charity, a lot of people out the region, even in Bristol, unless you've got a sick child, you don't know who Grand Appeal is.
Yeah.
Then you say Wallace and Gromit, and obviously it's brilliant what Aardman do by giving the characters. But what I'm trying to do is just get a bit of awareness for those people that hopefully will never have sick kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
To show what they do.
Absolutely.
But, you know, even the Rotary Club said, who?
Yeah.
And again, part of the reason why it's Cornwall, when Lily was ill, we did have a lot of holidays down there,
yeah,
and we got a lot of support from the hospital down there,
yeah.
So it's just a little bit of
amazing,
yeah.
Let's just give a little bit of background then to what is the Grand Appeal.
The Grand Appeal, it's the Bristol Royal Infirmary, Bristol Children's Hospital's chosen charity. They are the charity of the hospital, but there are other charities that support the hospital as well. They are supported from Aardman Animations with the Wallace and Gromit characters. But what that does is it obviously increases their profile. But, you know, we've done stuff as the Steers over the years, but there's a lot of other people doing the same as what we do. It's just trying to raise money for accommodation.
Did
books.
You like that, Lily? Sorry, I saw a good one. We said Steers over the years. It's good, isn't it? That should be like your strap line, I reckon. The Steers over the years.
Yeah.
I love that. But the little things like it when you went to the hospital, Lily, and you go up in the lift. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember. You got Donald, hang on, you do your trousers or something like that, isn't it? And it does. It does make you laugh. I was explaining to the listeners, who regular listeners of Ujima know, that my son has also been long term sick for 3.5 years now. So we've visited the hospital a lot, and it always makes us laugh a little bit. Not so much now he's 16. I think he's over it a little bit. But before, you know, he would always be a little bit embarrassed when mummy's going, hang on to your trousers, we've got all left. Love it.
But it's funny actually, because when you go to A&E, you're in and out. You don't even see it.
No.
And you don't remember it.
No.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, I know it sounds horrible, but if you compare seeing sick children, you know, just go and have a look yourself. Have a look and see what they do. I mean, it's a colourful place. And as I said, you know, bringing holistic approaches into medical treatment, I think, is a really good and positive
so
way of going
forward. So forward thinking, isn't
absolutely.
It? Reiki is absolutely incredible and helped me endlessly, and Barney as well, at times when we need it. But Lily, I know that I was explaining to the listeners, and we're very grateful to hear that you are over the cancer. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you, obviously, being a former patient, you're really keen to point out to people that this isn't about you, and it's about other children and other families. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's really good. That's really sweet to hear. So can I ask you, how long did you have to stay in hospital for? Was it for very long?
Quite a long time.
Was it?
Yeah, it was over a year, but it was on and off, because we were inpatient and outpatient.
Sure.
Yeah. When you did the inpatient, it was the brutal stuff. But when you're outpatient, well, it's still not very nice, but you could go home.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So sometimes maybe you would have to stay on the ward.
Yeah.
Really? Was that scary?
Kind of, but like...
You had fun, didn't you? You had some fun as well.
Yeah.
Did you have some funny moments?
Yeah, I liked when my mum took off my last, like, Wiggles plaster.
When your mum... Sorry, your mum did what?
So I've got these things right there.
The Wiggles that went in a chest to feed the... the Wiggles that went into her chest, they had a plaster around it, and, you know...
Okay, so what's a Wiggle? You're going to have to explain what's a Wiggle.
Yeah, basically...
I mean, I know my bum Wiggles, but...
It's where they do transfusions. It's where they, you know, do the treatment. So it was something that was, it had to be surgically implanted. So, so they put the plaster around the outside, but obviously have to keep the plaster very clean. I'm not, I'm a bit squeamish, but Louisa had to do it. I don't think she likes it, but the last one was quite a hard one to do, wasn't it, for mummy?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we all have to do things that we don't like, but it's
absolutely
just,
so we should say hello to mummy, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should do, really. She's probably listening, isn't she?
I hope so. And it's Lou, isn't it?
It is Louisa.
Well, mummy. Louisa. Yeah. Hi, Louisa. You've got a beautiful daughter here, so you've done, if my son was half as amazing and confident this year, as I'd be a very proud mummy. So you've done an incredible job. Now, this is going to be seem like a really weird question, but what was the best bits of spending time in hospital?
Well, I liked my play leader person called Jo.
Yeah.
She was really funny and really nice. Yeah.
She was really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, what did she do to make you laugh?
Well, she told me a lot of jokes.
Did she?
Were they
better than your dad's jokes?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I've got lame jokes I've heard today.
Aww. Oh, no, that's so nice, isn't it? And did you get any visitors? Obviously, you've got your family and your beautiful sister came, didn't she? Daisy, I'm sure, was visiting you all the time, and mummy and daddy. And didn't you have some other visitors?
Yeah, I got my friends there and my teachers and... When we went to into the lift, there was Star Wars people.
Pardon?
There was Star Wars people.
Stormtroopers. Did they come to the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh my days! We queued for hours to see them in Clevedon once. The stormtroopers. They came. They are amazing. Yeah. Are you into Star Wars? Did it really mean anything to you? Probably meant a lot to Dad, didn't it?
I'm a Star Wars fan.
It was kind of cool.
It
was quite a funny moment because I did take the mick out of one of them because his suit seemed a bit small. His suit seemed a bit small.
Oh, really? That wasn't long enough.
I took the mick out of him.
His
colleagues just turned round and took the mick out of me, so they got me back. But then, you know, it's all about fun, isn't it? You've got to try and bring fun, you know, a bit of fun and laughter into a place that
absolutely.
People are going through some pain, aren't they?
Absolutely, it is. And I just think the people that work there and work with sick children, what they do is incredible.
I
just couldn't do it. When I last took my son to A&E, and because he was just 16, we had to go into the adult bit, and then I could hear what was going on in the children's A&E, and you know, yeah.
Even make a move that we went to the other week at the Bath University. It's an event where they're trying to keep people moving, active.
Okay.
And I went the other year, and the first thing I spotted was, oh, that's our nurse, Lily. So these people work a week for us.
No.
And then, you know, they're going to do this on the weekend. They're volunteering for the charity to raise money for people that are just trying to bring some happiness. I mean, it probably gives it a bit of therapy for them, I'm sure, seeing people doing active things and being smiley. But again, they don't need to do this, do they?
No, absolutely not. They already do so much, don't they?
They do.
So what about school, Lily? How did you manage? Did you just have to miss school for all of this time? What happened?
Well, I wasn't allowed on the bottom playground because that was where everybody else was. And it was really chaotic there. So I could only either stay on the top playground or inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I apologise. This was part of the reason why, you know, I can't say thanks enough to Birdwell. I'm sure other schools are the same. Is they integrated her. They kept her there. They even helped Daisy. It was almost like there wasn't a problem.
Oh.
They really went over and above. Do they have to? I don't know. I've heard stories of not, but Paul Sainsbury and his team is amazing. And this is part of the reason why I'm inspired to do these three ultras, is because Lily... You know, went up to senior school this year. I think it's called senior school anymore. But, you know, she got an award before going up from the school.
Oh.
It's just wow. Yeah. This is not only a testament to Lily, but it's a testament to what the school did with her.
Absolutely.
And the grand appeal and the hospital and everybody that's involved. So, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and going out of the way to sort of read the class a story. I think, is it Ollie the Brave? so they maybe your school friends could understand a little bit more about what was going on. Was that good?
Yeah. In year one, I got two of those toys. So I gave one to the school and then one, and then I kept one.
Oh, that's so cute. You've still got it now,
haven't you?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's got a different hair.
Yeah, we got some hairs from Make a Move the other week, so it's got different colour hairs. But it's fine.
Oh, cool. I love that. So we were just saying you start at secondary school. That must be quite different. Are you enjoying it? How are you getting in? Are you settling in?
It's good. I have a lot of fun times with my friends, and
and you're learning a lot as well, I hope.
And so presumably your big sister was there already.
She was.
Daisy. So did that help?
Yeah.
So it must have been, Fred, coming back to you, quite hard having a sibling, you know, during that time. How did Daisy cope with that? She must have been.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, she...
Well, I've heard you talk about her, so I guess I was leading into that. I know how proud you are of Daisy and how she dealt with what was going on. And, Daisy, if you are listening, I've heard your father speak about you so many times and how incredible you've been. And you as well, Lily. Of course, that goes without saying. But I know, I can only imagine how hard it must have been for you as a family. Big up to Daisy for letting Lily nick her broccoli. I've got little notes here. How it was like Daisy would let nick her broccoli. You like broccoli then, do you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I think we had a lot of Sunday lunches when Lily wasn't very, very well.
Is that your favourite?
It kept Lily very well, but I think that Daisy actually despises Sunday lunch now. She only wants one a week. So when we have two, she doesn't like it.
Fair enough. Oh dear, I just, there's so much we could talk about, but it is really important just to get over the fact that you're cured, Lily, which is incredible. You're in remission. Is that the right language to use?
It is. I mean, we got to go back every 6 months, and obviously that's very stressful, but at the end of the day, you know, we're in a good position, and this is why, again, that, you know, whenever we get a chance as the Steers, just to do a bit of awareness for what they do to help others, we enjoy it. So it's enjoyment, but some people might say it's selfless. I think these people do the selfless acts, not myself.
Well, and this is why it's so important to you, isn't it, is to highlight the selfless acts of the doctors, the nurses, the people doing the charities, the nurses and the doctors who are already working round the, you know, clock anyway, and then in their spare time to do this. Now, what I'm also really interested, you have mentioned it already, is the fact that the NHS are wanting to support this holistic approach.
Again, obviously Bristol Children's Hospital obviously do their thing. They obviously treat people, get people fixed. But what Grand Appeal do is they raise money for things that I suppose the NHS can or can't provide. I don't want to go there. But what they do is they just take the edge off of the situation for the sick kids and the family. And I think it's been proven that, you know, making a move, keeping kids active. You know, when Lily was ill, I mean, there were times that she'd come home from some treatment and she'd be playing football in the back garden. Is that part of the reason why? Yeah, I think it was. So I think the hospitals are taking that approach now, and I think, you know, holistic is a way forward. But this Reiki is just, you know, when people are in a bad place, can help them be in maybe just a bit of a better place.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah, so it doesn't work for everybody, amazing. I'm sure. No. But if it helps,
it's almost like you have to be a believer in a way. But actually, I've noticed, like, my son, who didn't think anything of it, you know, he was like a grumpy teenager, and he had some, and it really helped. So yeah, I can't recommend it enough.
Well, it's about mental health as well.
I mean, it is about mental health.
I run because of mental health, but if it helps other people with things that they've got problems with, great.
Yeah.
Excellent news.
I think if I've got this right, that the amount of children with cancer that the Bristol Children's Hospital have cared for, it's 130 children a year.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is absolutely incredible.
Well, it's not amazing, is it? It's horrible, but...
No, but, you know, that what they're doing and the work that they're doing. And so let's get back to, again, the you are doing three ultras to raise money for three charities. When is this taking place?
It's 6th, 7th and 8th over 3 days.
6th, 7th and 8th of October.
So it's a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, so, yeah. But we're trying to raise $4,700 for the Reiki. That's wow. $3,000 appeal. Again, it's not a charity, but the school want a playing field. I would like to contribute some money towards that. And we've got to try and raise £2,000 to start that off. And lastly, is just raise a bit of awareness of what the Rotary Club do and just try and get people to go and see for themselves. Mm. They're a great bunch of people, but they are getting smaller for certain reasons.
Yeah.
And I just want to see if people see the same thing as I do.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And it doesn't matter what help you can give, as the famous retailer says, every little helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it is. It's making sure people aren't confusing them with other organisations.
Absolutely.
You know, they just, get sort of branded in or put into the same pile as all these other ones, all these old boys' clubs, so to speak, which is not what the Rotary Club is about. No. Trust me. My dad would never have been involved in anything like that. So, it is incredible. So three ultras over 3 days. Now, what we would really like of listeners is to donate and help Fred and Lily raise money for these incredible charities. So how can we donate?
There is a LinkedIn page. There is a Facebook page. But I think from what Miranda's told me, you are putting the Just Giving pages out, giving links.
Just as the interview will have started, there will be posts going out on Facebook, Instagram, on the at Ujima Radio Instagram, the at Ujima Radio 98FM Facebook page, at Ujima Radio Twitter, and also, of course, on my personals as well. So you can go to all of those platforms and find the links. But also, Fred, tell us your socials so we can find you on there. Let's tell them everywhere, then they can't get
it. Yeah, if you just search my name, which is Fred, P-H-R-E-D, Steer, you'll find me. I'm quite unique as a unique name.
I know. Fred, why is it with a PH?
Oh, it's a long story.
Okay, for another day.
But I do want to say Fred, one thing.
Yeah.
So far, thanks for Ujima. I'm obviously BBC Radio for next week. There's a paper called Clifton View, Long Ashton and Failing View. You know, they put a post on the front page, Little Old May.
But also
Lee, that's coming from the Isle of Man, to support me on those 3 days. He's running with me, the madman. But more importantly,
Yes, of course. I meant to do a big shout out to Lee. He's doing it with you. Because the training, Fred, I mean, how long have you been in training? I mean, to do a marathon, I just literally, me and Lily were like, could we do that? Could we run a marathon? Both of us are just like, No. So you're doing 3 ultra marathons.
In 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, have you done anything like this before?
Last year I did 3 over 3 weeks. Individual days over 3 weeks. I've done half marathons, I've done 10Ks, but bear in mind, eleven years ago I had a heart attack due to lifestyle issues.
I wasn't sure how happy you were for me to ask you about that.
Fine.
11 years ago you had a heart attack, and how much has that affected your life and changing of it?
It did, it woke me up.
Did it?
The NHS saved me, and they gave me the wake-up call I needed. I looked at what I was eating, I looked at what I was drinking, I looked at what I was smoking. I stopped smoking straight away. I'm an 80-20% person, 80% good and 20% enjoyment, but because you need balance. And I think, you know, this isn't just, you know, I'm not just doing this off a couple of runs. You have to build your capacity up. But again, I enjoy the running. It's good for the mental health. It's good to be out on your own and just compartmentalize things.
Yeah,
but again, I enjoy it. So, but you know, this is a major challenge. It is gonna be brutal. I've got to finish it. So maybe if people keep on looking on Facebook and LinkedIn, keep on liking the post, give me some encouragement.
Give me some encouragement, because it really does. If you think, oh gosh, somebody's actually ticked and liked and clicked, and you think, oh well, somebody's listening.
Yeah.
What about you, Lily? What do you really enjoy doing now? What are the kind of like highlights in your life? What do you love?
I like playing football.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love football.
And
what do you think of the Lionesses?
Good.
Yeah. They're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
You see, when I was a little girl, even younger than you, I don't mean to patronise you, you're not a little girl, you're a grown woman. But no, I wasn't allowed to play football. Because I was a girl.
Yeah.
I was not allowed to play football. And I had to get a letter from my parents saying she's allowed to play football. And then I look now at how normalised it's become. And thank goodness, Lily, but you don't even... Do you ever think about that? That actually you can't play football because you're a girl?
No.
Has it ever crossed your mind?
No.
You play the boys' mixed team as well.
That's just incredible. Yeah. You know, when I started out in radio, I was told I couldn't be on the radio because I was a woman.
Really?
Yeah. They don't have... women's voices were too high-pitched.
No.
Seriously.
It's wrong, isn't it?
I know. It's bonkers. Mm. Absolutely bonkers.
What do you do in the afternoon, though, after playing football in the morning? What you did like doing?
Ballet.
It was ballet in the afternoon.
Do you like ballet?
What a contrast.
Yeah. No, but isn't that nice?
It's great.
To have that, do you know what I mean? So you're not having to be a toy boy and like the football, or you're just into girl and, you know, and you're into pink and ballet. I love that. The world has come on such a long way. It's amazing. What about music? Are you into music at all?
Yeah, I play guitar.
Do you?
A Tuesday at school.
Oh, get her. Footballer, ballet and a guitarist. I love it. If you could wave a wand and do anything at all when you grow up, any ideas what you'd like to be yet? Yeah?
I wanted to be a YouTuber and an architect.
Oh my gosh, how different could you get? But you could maybe do both. I actually know an 81-year-old architect. He was on the show last week. He's incredible. And he built a house on stilts over the River Thames, which was quite incredible. So, are you any good at drawing?
She is.
Actually, I've seen some of her drawings. Yeah. They are amazing. Yeah. Your dad's brought them in and showed them to me. Sorry, but he has. And you've got some up on the wall at home, so I've seen them. Not that I've been to the house. I've just stalked you.
You do drive past those days.
I am joking. Obviously,
but she does have a funny story around why the architect's a YouTuber, don't you?
Why?
If you're a YouTuber, you get a lot of money, and you need a lot of money to get the stuff to build a house.
You do. I would love, my dream would be able to build a design my own house. And Lily, you could be the person to do it for me, couldn't you? Because it's going to take me a few quid to raise the money, and then by which time you'll be a qualified architect. Will you build my dream house? She's like, no, I wish we had cameras in here now. She's like, if she could swear, she'd be telling me to right now, wouldn't you? I love it.
Can I just say one more thing as well, though?
Of course you can.
Obviously, including you, Miranda, but there's a lot of local shops up in Clifton, Long Ashton. Henley's supporting this event as well. You know, we should buy local or try to. Same token as a few establishments across the UK are supporting me as well. You'll see these companies and organisations on LinkedIn and Facebook. It's a big thank you to them. You know, obviously Amazon.
And these are all people like sponsoring you.
Yeah. There are other organisations that we buy from every day.
Yeah.
We should always think about our local shops.
Buying local.
If they've supported us, we should support them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can just say the same about local radio, please. Commercial radio, they don't have any local content anymore. So keep it local, keep listening local, keep buying local and support local. There's so much more here, Lily, we haven't even got a start being able to talk about. But hopefully you can come back and let's see if Daddy, how he does with the three ultras, and you can come back and tell me. Will you go and take some photos for me?
She did that shrug.
Yeah. Lily, thank you so much for coming in. I know it's the end of the week and it's been a long week of school. When did you go back? Was it last week or the week before? Must be a couple of weeks ago now, isn't it?
It was the 6th or 5th, I think.
Yeah, so you've been back a good couple of weeks now. Yeah. My son only started last week. They decided to move the location of his college. Give, I think, about 20 hours notice.
Oh, that's nice.
After 2 years of planning. But hey, no big deal.
He's there, isn't he?
No big deal. He's loving it. He's absolutely loving it. So big shout out to Boom Tatsuma. They're doing a great job. So what's the name of the school you're at now, Lily?
Nailsy.
You're at Nailsy School. Daisy's there as well?
Yeah.
And what's Mummy's name?
Louisa.
So we say hello to Louisa?
Again.
And Daisy?
And again.
Go on, Lily. Say hello.
Say hello, Mummy.
Hi.
Hi, Louisa. Hi, Daisy. From Lily, Fred and Melanda. And, well, just good luck with it all. You don't need it. You're going to absolutely smash it. Three ultras in 3 days. This bonkers.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it. I cannot wait.
I will crawl across.
Keep blogging.
I will keep blogging.
Can I share them on the Ujima
absolutely.
Pages? You don't mind? Because
no,
I wasn't sure earlier whether I should or not.
Off.
So
absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. Brilliant. No, please go and support Fred online. Fred Steer, spelled P-H-R-E-D and S-T-E-E-R. You can find him on all the socials. Get online. And just the main thing is please donate and raise the awareness of these incredible charities and the great work that they're doing. Grand Appeal, you know, you all see it with Wallace and Gromit, but so many times people don't hear or know about it until they need it. Let's try and change that, okay? And make some
They're doing a great job, but we can do a bigger job for them, can't
absolutely
we?
Yeah. I love that. So Lily and Fred Steer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Oh, what a lovely duo, father and daughter duo. That must be one of the first times I've had that privilege of interviewing a father and a daughter together. So that was amazing, absolutely incredible. I'm going to head over to the BBC for the latest headline news, and I'm going to come back with a track dedicated especially to Lily, and it's called Sassy, and it's by Nana Cherry featuring Guru. Check this out. So over to the BBC.